Until We Meet Again. Seeking Spiritual Gifts by President George Q. Cannon, 1827 to 1901, First Counselor in the First Presidency. How many of you are seeking for these gifts that God has promised to bestow? Every man and woman in the Church of Christ can have the gifts of the Spirit of God divided to them according to their faith and as God wills. How many of you are seeking for these gifts that God has promised to bestow? How many of you, when you bow before your Heavenly Father in your family circle or in your secret places, contend for these gifts to be bestowed upon you? How many of you ask the Father, in the name of Jesus, to manifest Himself to you through these powers and these gifts? Or do you go along day by day, like a door turning on its hinges, without having any feeling upon the subject, without exercising any faith whatever, content to be baptized and to be members of the church, and to rest there, thinking that your salvation is secure because you have done this? I know that God is willing to heal the sick, that He is willing to bestow the gift of discerning of spirits, the gift of wisdom, of knowledge, and of prophecy, and other gifts that may be needed. If any of us are imperfect, it is our duty to pray for the gift that will make us perfect. Have I imperfections? I am full of them. What is my duty? To pray to God to give me the gifts that will correct these imperfections. If I am an angry man, it is my duty to pray for charity, which suffereth long and is kind. It is my duty to seek for charity, which envieth not. So with all the gifts of the gospel. They are intended for this purpose. No man ought to say, "Oh, I cannot help this, it is my nature." He is not justified in it, for the reason that God has promised to give strength to correct these things and to give gifts that will eradicate them. If a man lacks wisdom, it is his duty to ask God for wisdom. The same with everything else. That is the design of God concerning His church. He wants His saints to be perfected in the truth. For this purpose, He gives these gifts and bestows them upon those who seek after them, in order that they may be a perfect people upon the face of the earth, notwithstanding their many weaknesses, because God has promised to give the gifts that are necessary for their perfection. From the Latter-day Saints Millennial Star, April 23, 1894, pages 258 through 261. End of the section, Until We Meet Again, Seeking Spiritual Gifts, by President George Q. Cannon, 1827 to 1901, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.